to reach the lost. Each one of those commandments is like a mirror that shows a non-Christian their desperate need of God's forgiveness. Lying, stealing, adultery, lust is sinful in the eyes of God, and that will lead them to the cross where they can find mercy. Okay, so the ninth commandment is you shall not bear false witness, or you shall not lie. Have you ever broken that commandment? Have you ever told a lie?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
So do you think, would you say dozens of times, hundreds of times in your entire lifetime? How old are you now?
19.
So in your lifetime, how many lies do you think you've told?
Just a guess. I mean,
innumerable.
Okay, innumerable. So what does that make you?
A sinner.
But even more specifically, what are you called if you lie?
If I lie, a liar.
Right. Okay, so here's another commandment, the eighth one. You shall not steal. Have you ever stolen anything?
Yes.
Okay, so what does that make you?
A stealer. A thief.
Right. Okay, here's the one that got me. I'll be honest. The seventh commandment says you shall not commit adultery. But Jesus said, whoever looks upon a woman to lust after her has committed adultery with her already in his heart.
Huh. You heard that one before?
Yeah.
So,
That's kind of far-fetched.
Well, it's kind of...
That's hard to, like, you know, keep.
Hard to keep that commandment.
Yeah.
Right, because the Bible says lust, God sees lust as adultery. It also says that God sees hatred as murder. So, have you ever looked with lust at another person?
Yes. And so, the hate, too.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. So, what's your name again?
Rosa.
So, Rosa, if you think about it, what you've just said to me, by your own admission, you're a liar and a thief and an adulterer and a murderer in God's eyes, the way that he sees you, according to his standard. So, in light of that, if you were to die today and the bulldozer over there ran you over on your way home to the dorm or wherever, do you think that you'd go to heaven or hell?
Well,
do you think you'd be innocent or guilty of breaking God's standard?
I'd be guilty, but, like, I don't do it. I think as a human, I think we have, like, free will or whatever. So then I think that sometimes I do it, like, subconsciously, like, you know. Like, I don't know that I'm doing it. Kind of like, it's not like I intentionally lie or I intentionally, like, you know, hate someone. I think it's just human nature, like, just to do that sort of thing.
Do you think, I'm just thinking about, so you don't know that it's wrong to lie when you lie?
Well, like, I do, but then sometimes I don't, it's not like a murder. It's not like, oh, I know that this is wrong and I'm going to kill this person, even though, you know, I have standards and whatever.
Well, I know what you're saying, but I'm just, I'm trying to, like, get to the heart of, like, morality and what it means to be a good person. So, you have a conscience, right?
Yes.
You have a conscience, and conscience means with knowledge. Con means with, science means knowledge. So every time that you lie, you know it's wrong. Every time you steal, you know it's wrong, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like, it's tucked so down deep in your subconscious that you don't know that it's wrong. So, do you know what the Bible says is the penalty of breaking God's commandments?
You go to hell?
Well, here specifically is what it says. The Bible says all liars will have their part in the lake of fire, and that no thief and no adulterer or blasphemer will inherit the kingdom of heaven. And so the Bible says you need to repent, turn from your sin, and then put your faith in Jesus Christ, which means to trust him the same way you trust in a parachute if you're jumping out of a plane, because he's the one that took your punishment for you. Do you know what the Bible says is the penalty of breaking God's commandments?
You go to hell?
Well, here specifically is what it says. The Bible says all liars will have their part in the lake of fire, and that no thief and no adulterer or blasphemer will inherit the kingdom of heaven. And so the Bible says you need to repent, turn from your sin, and then put your faith in Jesus Christ, which means to trust him the same way you trust in a parachute if you're jumping out of a plane, because he's the one that took your punishment for you. Because he's the one that took your punishment for you. Because he's the one that took your punishment for you. Because he's the one that took your punishment for you. Because he's the one that took your punishment for you. So what do you think is your ultimate destiny, heaven or hell?
Me, hell.
Does that concern you?
Oh, yeah.
What do you go to, heaven or hell?
Probably hell.
Now, does that concern you?
No, not really.
You don't even think about it? So you don't mind if you go to hell for eternity?
Not really.
Where would you spend eternity?
Eternity would be hell if I died right now.
Now that should greatly concern you.
And it does.
What are you going to do about it?
Get right.
Well, how do you do that?
Get saved.
So how do you get saved?
You repent and be baptized. And for the remission of your sins.
For your faith in Jesus.
Yes.
Well, why didn't you do that today? What's done?
You know, that's a very good question.
So do you think you'd go to heaven or hell if God judges you by that standard?
I think he's a little more compassionate than that. I think I'd still go to heaven.
Would you go to heaven or hell?
Hell.
Now, does that concern you?
Yeah.
I mean, it should terrify you to think that if you died, you know, right now, if your heart gave out or a car hit you or someone got out a gun, that you'd go to hell for eternity. It's a terrible thing. And you're without excuse because God gave you a conscience. You know what God did so you wouldn't have to go to hell?
Yeah, he gave his life.
Gave his life. Do you know what you have to do?
Give my life.
Give your life to him? If God judges you by the Ten Commandments and the Day of Judgment, you'll be guilty. Would you go to heaven or hell? It's
probably
a very important
hell.
Question. To hell?
Uh-huh.
Now, does that concern you?
Yeah.
I mean, it should terrify you to think that if a car came off the road here, killed you, you go to hell for eternity. That's a terrible thing to happen to anyone.
Yeah.
You know what God did so you wouldn't have to go to hell?
No.
You've got no idea?
No.
That he sent his son, born of a woman, to die on the cross. Take
yeah, I know that. It's for our sins.
Yeah. Jesus died. He took the punishment for your sins. All that blasphemy, the lying, the stealing, the lust, the hatred. All of God's anger came upon him so that you could go free.
Yeah.
That's how much God loves you. God commanded his love toward us and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. A substitutionary death. You broke God's law, and Jesus paid your fine. Now, you know what God requires of you?
To follow his Ten Commandments.
No, that won't help. You've already broken them. You know what you need to do?
No.
You got to repent, that is, turn from your sins, and put your trust in Jesus Christ. And the moment you do that, God will forgive every sin you've ever committed and grant you everlasting life. You know the song Amazing Grace?
Yeah.
Do you know the words?
Not by heart, but
well,
I know.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. Grace is God's favor, his mercy. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. So the only thing that can save you from hell and death is the grace of God, his mercy.
The same way you trust your person, you didn't have to. If you say, I'm a different person.